Blog Talk Radio.
You gotta pay.
till the dry bones respond, I gotta run over. So cancer responds, I gotta run over. So my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run over.
Amen. Good evening, everybody, on tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know about anybody more excited than me on tonight. Amen. Oh, man, but God gave me this word about 3 weeks ago. I was sitting in church. The Lord gave me this word, and I began to write it down that I will not allow the enemy to come in and snatch the word. So I'm telling y'all, I've been so excited. Oh, my God, I couldn't wait until tonight comes. Anytime God gave me a fresh word, a fresh rainbow word for a now peoples, I'm telling you tonight, I'm so excited about this word. The song said, fill me up until I overflow. Come on, we should want more and more and more of God. We should be thirsty. We should be hungry after the word of God. Come on, the Bible said, those who thirst after God, you shall be filled. Who are hungry tonight? I hope you're ready to eat tonight. I mean some real meat tonight. Amen. I'm going to jump into a quick prayer, and we're going right into the word of God on tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before your people on tonight, God. I humble myself down by the mighty hands of God on tonight, God. That whatever I say, God, you get the glory. Hallelujah. I come to you humble as a little child on tonight. Speak to my lips of clay, God. Open your people's ears, their spirit, their heart, their mind, their soul, that they might be able to digest whatever you have for them tonight. Hallelujah. You begin to download the word on tonight, God. I bless your name, God. I glorify you. I magnify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. And God, I give you praise and glory on them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Oh, my God, I tell y'all, I'm so excited right now. I'm on the end of my seat. This word is bubbling out of my belly. The rivers of living water shall flow tonight. As I was sitting in ministry 3 weeks ago, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, hear the right sound. Ooh, oh, my God. Hear the right sound. How do you know you heard the right sound? First of all, you got to believe. You got to be saved. You really need the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit said it will lead and guide you to me to all truth. So hear the right sound. Every day our spirit is tested by faith. Come on, somebody. The child shall live by faith. The child shall walk by faith. Every day our spirit is tested by faith. And what we see, woo, feel, and do. From times of great pain and stress to those of joy and deep battle, sound is a constant companion. Sound is the Spirit of God is giving us a sound mind. Uh-oh. Ooh, my God. A sound mind to feel spiritual sound. How do you know you hear the right sound? Oh, my God. Number one, you got to be in your proper place. For your proposition, you got to be in the right lane. Come on, somebody. You got to be connected to the right ministry. Woo! How can you hear the sound if you are on an apostle, a pastor, bishop, or elder? If they ain't hearing the sound of God, how can you hear the sound? Come on, somebody. The Bible, everything, the anointing, it flows. me tonight. The Spirit of God has given us a sound mind to feel spiritual sound. Gratitude. I'm gonna get to the word. I got a word for you. Gratitude of a desire, accepting and believing yourself, having a clear direction. God telling us tonight we're gonna clear direction. Come on. You don't know if you're going left or right. Come on, somebody. You don't know to go left. Should I go right? Should I go forward? You got to have clear direction. And that's how you got to hear the right sound. My, hallelujah. That when the Bible says, God, your ear gate. Come on, somebody. God, your nose, and God, your mind, God, your heart. You can't hear the right sound if you're hearing them. The Bible says, don't be tossed to and fro on the children. But every sign that God, come on, don't get caught on a prophecy. You better get caught up on the word of God. Only way you're going to hear the right sound, you got to be in your proper place, in your position, in your lane. Come on, somebody. You got to pray as fast and seek God. The Bible says, these times come to much faster than prayer. How can you hear the right sound when you ain't spending no time with God? Ain't nobody listen. My God. You're going to hear the right sign by intimate time. You and God, when you go in into your place of prayer, come on, somebody, you're going in for direction. God, I need to hear the right sound. God, I need to hear your sound. Speak to me, God. And we got to learn how to wait until God speaks to us. What will happen is we quickly move. But you ain't hearing the right sound. Ooh, hallelujah. If you're hearing the right sound, come on, somebody. We are what we're talking about. We is right now. Oh, my God. My God. Ooh, my God. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus. Worthy appreciation. Get real. Come on. You got to get real. Come on. Don't tell me you're hearing the sound from God when you tell me last month God told you to go here, but all of a sudden, God don't change his mind. So get me to tell me you ain't heard the right sound. Yeah. Oh, my God, my God. It's so important, people, to God tonight that we hear the right sound. We got to know the right sound. We got to know when God is speaking. We got to know when God is not speaking. We got to know. We got to know the shout of God. We must know the voice of God. God will not leave us in error. God will not leave us on the wrong path, on the right direction. Like I said again, your apostle, pastor, bishop, he must be hearing the sound of God. Because when he released the sound to us, we got to talk to, I got that. Now, God, help me, God, to hear the right sound. How can I hear the right sound? I believe in St. Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God, and all these righteous things shall be added unto you and me. That's how I got to hear the right sound. I got to seek first the kingdom. I got to seek God. Come on, God. God, I ain't moving, God, that you I hear the right sound. I got to hear your sound. Come on. When you speak to me, I know that you're speaking. Jesus, maintain an open mind. You got to keep your mind open to hear the right sound. To hear the right sound, God. Oh, God, I need to hear your sound. God, right now, I'm looking at everything that I hear and I say. And God, I need you. I need to hear your sound. I need to hear your voice, God. I need to hear you speaking to me clear. God, give me clear direction, God. When God speaks to us, we're going to know that it's God speaking. But if you don't spend no intimate time with God, how you going to know he's speaking? And how you not going to know the all the other voices? Because you got to hear the right sound. Woo! Be in your proper place. Be in your proper position. Say your own line. Come on, somebody. So you can't hear the right and play the right sound when you in anybody else's line. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I bless your name, God. I love you. Shanday. Woo! She come on. Shama. Make your most of every moment. Watching somebody doing something they love to do. Come on, somebody. Don't compare yourself to others. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Do not compare yourself to nobody. Compare yourself to Jesus Christ. Jesus, I want to be just like you. I'm your son. I'm your daughter. You say, I'm in your likeness, oh God. God, I got to hear the right sound. I can't listen to all this other stuff. Shut up up on TV, come on somebody, on the radio, we should not be entertained because you can't hear the right song when you allow all this foolishness, all this garbage to come in your mind. He said, guard your mind. Oh, Jesus, help us, God. Help us not to compare yourself to others. Rather, just love hearing the right sound. It's by spending quality time together and seeking God, praying, fasting, get into a very quiet place, just you and God waiting on the right side. Ooh, waiting. So what's up, so Papa, what you saying? Why we want on the right side? What we doing? We still, we moving, we praying, we fasting, we seeking God, we walking quietly before God. Lord, I can't be on Facebook today, God. I can't be on Instagram. I can't be on all this other stuff, God, because I got to hear the right sound. Come on. I don't need to go and hear all the other apostles and bishops and pastors. I'm not saying don't do that, but you got to be careful. You got to know their fruit. You got to know their spirit. Come on, somebody. You want to know, are they speaking the truth? The Bible says in the last day, if it's very possible, the elect would be deceived. What? There's false apostle, false prophet, false pastor, false bishop coming up on the lane. If you don't know God, you're going to be deceived and you will be misled because you didn't hear the right sound. Ah, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Woo! Jesus, help me, God. Woo! Jesus, fasting again to know the very right place. Just as you and God waiting on the right sound, direction, hearing the right sound is very important. Some of us, we got to be real. That's not be paranoid. We don't miss a whole lot of season. We miss a whole lot of blessings and different things because we didn't hear the right sound. We thought we heard from God, but then we realized it was not of God. That's why it's important to hear the right sound. Waiting on the Holy Spirit. Speak to me, Holy Spirit. I ain't gonna move until you tell me what direction it is. And then when you, God, you give me a direction, it's gonna be clear. Come on, somebody. That's why you gotta know the voice of God. A stranger, I will not follow. You got to hear the voice of God. You gotta know the sound of God. Ooh, how many tonight? So Lord, help me, Jesus. You got to tell yourself in 2023, I ain't going to miss my season. Come on, somebody. You're highly going to miss you. You got to stay connected to the true vine. The true vine is Jesus Christ. Stay connected to a ministry that's growing, fruitful, preaching the word of God, not talking about no tithes and offerings and seed. Come on, somebody. Ain't got no $100 line, $50 line, but they believe in pay your tithes. Pay your offering. Come on now. The God might say first Sunday, this is a certain seed you need to sow. But guess what? You about to be in a ministry where you get some word, baby. Come on. And I ain't talking about no watered-down word. I'm talking about a deep revelation. You better get the man of God that puts in a sound doctrine. Cry loud and spare not. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I bless your name. That we know the sound that we are hearing coming from God and not ourselves. Uh-oh. The word of God says, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How do you know it is the right sound if you don't have faith and if you don't spend any time with God? Hearing the right sound is very important. Listen, don't miss this. Hearing the right sound is very important. That is the way the word of God says, God, your ear gates, God, your spirit, God, your heart. So even in the midst of waiting on the right sound, I'm going to get to the word. I've got to get this out first. In order to hear the right sound, you really have to be, like I said in the beginning, you need to be saved. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit because it will lead you. It will guide you to all truth. The Holy Spirit will say, don't say this. Don't do that. Don't go left, but go right. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit will speak up and say, I need you to make a detour. Come on. Hallelujah. That's how you hear the right sound, but you got to be so sensitive to the voice of God. When you hear the right sound, you are obeying, you are hugging, you are talking and say, God, I hear you. God, I hear you, God. I hear you speaking. God, thank you, Lord. And you must have a one-on-one relationship with God. And in the proper place and position to hear the right sound and waiting on the right time. Uh-oh. See, that's very important. Let me just stop, put a nugget right there. Waiting on the right time. Some of us, we got to be real. We have moved too quickly. We moved too slow. When the Lord told us to go and move, we didn't do it. You know why? Because you didn't know it was really God speaking. Because you don't have that intimate time with him. You don't have one-on-one time with him. The Lord speak to me, going to my bathroom, call somebody. I was in church for some ago. And sir, the Lord say, tonight, speak on hearing the right sound. Ooh, okay, God, I got it. I told it. Come on, somebody. See, you can be in among a million people. You should be to hear the voice of God. You should be to hear that sound being released. That should be a sound that being released in the atmosphere. And God, I caught the sound. I got the revelation of this. Come on, somebody. It's so important in a proper place and position to hear the right sound and waiting on the right time to make the move. There's a time and a place for everything. I believe Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, talk about a time and a place for everything. Come on, somebody. You have to wait on your timing. Wait on your season. Come on, somebody. You don't need nobody to tell you what you need to do when you got a one-on-one with God. On the day they come to confirm what the Holy Spirit has already spoken to you and me. That's why you got to know God for yourself. You must spend intimate time with him. How can you know the voice of God when you ain't got no prayer life? You ain't fasting. You ain't praying. Every Wednesday and Thursday is my time that I fast. Come on, I don't care if I'm out of town. I still fast. Because I dedicated, I committed, once and first, I fast. Come on, somebody. I drink a little water, a little orange juice. I don't eat nothing until maybe 3 o'clock because I'm determined to get what I need to get at in the kingdom of God. How am I going to get there? Through fasting, through prayer, being committed, being dedicated, submit myself, and being obedient unto God. Trust in the Lord, lead not to Lisa, oh, understanding, but all my way to Lisa, I'm not as God. He said, I'm going to direct your path. Come on, somebody. To the fullness about hearing the right sound. You must have faith. When it comes down to hearing the right sound, let me hear what God, the Lord, will speak. For he will speak peace, people, to his saints, but them not turn back to follow. Okay, woo, now I'm going to give y'all some word. Now, come on, I gave you the meat. Okay, now I'm going to give you the everything else to go with the meat. I'm going to give you everything else. Okay, St. John 8, verse 47. St. John 8, 47. Here's what the Lord does. This is what Jesus is speaking. He's speaking tonight. Who has an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and me. Amen. He that is of God, hear it. Uh-oh. P-H. God saying, do you continue to hear me? Uh-oh. I'm speaking. I release a sound. Did you hear the sound? Uh-oh. He that is of God, hear God's words. Ye therefore hear not, uh-oh, because ye are not of God. How can you hear God when you don't even know him? How can you say Jesus speak to you when you don't even know Jesus? You must have a one-on-one relationship with God, intimate time, relationship with God. He said right here in verse 47, he that is of God, hear it, T-H, continue. God, I hear you, God. Lord, I hear you, Jesus. I hear you. Let's skip up verse 50. Come on now. It says, and I seek not my own glory. Woo! Don't let nobody pat you on your back because you've done a good job. It's okay. But you know what you need to say? To God, get the glory. Because if you ain't careful, you start boasting and you'll get to lie. Oh, I get the glory. No. God said, no man or woman shall steal my glory. And for sister right here, and I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judges. Come on. You got to be careful in this season. Are you hearing the right sound? Are you in the proper place? Are you in the proper position? Are you in your own lane? How can you hear the right sound? Well, you don't even know what sound are you expecting to hear from God. You got to hear the right sound. How can you hear without a preacher? Some people said, I don't need no preacher. I don't need no pastor. God is my cover. Oh, that's what the word says. How can you hear without a preacher? And then he said, who sent you? I'm going to break up my own self. So I don't understand these people said they don't need that. I don't need no pastor. I don't need nobody to cover me. God covered me. And the spiritual realm and the natural realm, baby, you got to have a covering. You got to have the right covering. You got to have the right proper covering. You got to have somebody that's covering you, that's living righteous, living holy, and he and they are who they say are. We got so many people are living a double standard lifestyle. God spoke to me 2 weeks ago and said, I'm getting ready to uncover. I'm getting ready to reveal. I'm getting ready to snatch the cover off of these leaders because I'm living a double lifestyle, being behind closed doors. They're not living what they're preaching. And God said, I don't give a grace. I don't give a mercy. But God said, not in the form of snatch the cover. He said, Master, I'm going to break them so open because they're playing. They have not taken me serious. They're taking me lightly. I told them to repent now. The kingdom of God is at hand. They won't repent. They continue to do what they want to do. So God said, I'm not playing no more. Judgment must begin in the house of God first. Hallelujah. He told Hezekiah, get your house in order. Don't you shall surely die. Tonight, are we hearing the right sound? Are you in your proper place? Are you in your proper position? How can you hear the right sound? How can you know it's the right sound? Well, you don't even know. What sound are you waiting on? What sound are you in that place, position? How do you know what kind of sound? Jesus wants to speak to you. He might say, be still. He might say, wait on me. He might say, stay still. Don't move. Can we obey God? Can we trust God? And should God say, now it's time to move? But some of us don't want to do that. That's why we where we at right now. You wonder why your ministry is not growing. You wonder why you not going because you didn't hear the right sound. You got to wait. I don't care who don't told me. If he don't tell me, you need to go get you a building. God called me to be a pastor. Yes, he did call me to be a pastor. But you know what? I'm waiting. Why should I go and get a building now where God is preparing me. God is getting me ready. Come on, somebody. Come on. He preparing me for ministry. I got to make sure I'm in line. I'm in place position. I got to hear the right sound. I don't care who prophesied and tell me, baby, I ain't moving to the Holy Ghost. Say, move. Come on, somebody. You got to know who you are in the kingdom of God. You got to know who he chose you to be. I don't care what nobody say. You want to listen to the sound. Listen to people. I defend how to build. Come on, somebody. Come on, but God ain't told me to get no billing. I'm not saying he won't in the future, but I'm waiting on the sound. And while I'm waiting, I'm serving. In the midst of me and I submit myself. I humble myself. In the midst of me and I've been there. Come on, talk about for a while, but I'm still waiting. You know what? I'm waiting on the sound. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all, I promise y'all, I'm so excited tonight about this word. Oh, my God, I tell you, the Lord is doing great and mighty things. Let's get to St. John 14:20. I'm almost finished, y'all. I promise you, I'm almost done. I'm about to wrap this thing up. St. John 14 and verse 26. I'm so happy. You know why I'm happy? Because I'm hearing the right sound. Why you say that, Prophet Lisa? Because I ain't moving because what people say. I'm moving by the Holy Spirit. He said he was sent by the comfortable. He was sent the Holy Spirit. It said he was leading God, Lisa, to all truth. Come on. He was leading God me in his righteousness. Oh, my God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said, be anxious for nothing but prayer and supplication. Make your request be made known unto God. I ain't moving. Well, I ain't gonna move because I'm waiting on the sound. Yes, God. Hallelujah. St. John 14:20. things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whosoever I have said unto you, the Holy Ghost is the comforter. The Father said, Jesus is speaking. Jesus said, but the Holy, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Come on, somebody. When we go anywhere, I am sent by God. I'm chosen by God. I don't come in Lisa, but I come in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost has sent me. I only come to serve. How can you be a greater leader if you don't want to serve, baby? You got to serve to be a greater leader. Come on, somebody. You serve. Somebody going to serve you. Come on, somebody. Well, I make it happen for you. God going to come along. Somebody going to make it happen for me. Again, the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things. We got to be taught. We got to be teach before we go out. Why? What some of us? It's no shipwreck. You don't went out there and you allowed the enemy to make a fool out of you because you didn't get no teaching. Jesus chose 12 disciples. Come on, somebody. And I believe he sat them down. He teach them. He taught them the word of God out. He put the word of God in them. Then he said, I release you. What happened is we're not hearing the right sound. We release our own self. That's why some of us don't have a miscarriage. Some of us got premature babies. Some of us have aborted the baby. You abort your ministry because you did not hear the right sound. Ooh, ain't nobody listening. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. It's important, people, for God. You got to hear the right sound. You got to know the right sound. You got to know that it's Jesus speaking. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, sheep know my voice. A stranger that ain't not going to follow. How you going to follow from a pastor bishop and you don't know nothing about them people? Woo! You don't know what kind of fruit they bear. You don't know if they rushing there. So how you going to support somebody you don't know? You got to spend time with your leader. You got to sit up on the ministry. You got to learn. First of all, you got to submit yourself to leadership. You got to be obedient. How you want a position and you ain't going to submit? You got to hear the right sound. Woo! She's a mama's son. I promise y'all, this is the last scripture. I'm wrapping it up for the last time. Romans 8, verse 26. This is the last scripture. I'm wrapping it up. Amen. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us. The Spirit of the Lord helps us. But do we want the Spirit of the Lord to help us? Uh-oh. He don't help those that want to be helped. Some of us just foolish people. Come on, you don't want to help. You know what? Because you think you already right. Come on. You think you already got the deep revelation. You got it because you can talk every eye, got every teeth, and you don't even want no help. So God said, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Amen. Come on, somebody. Here we go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 26. I'm sorry, Romans 8, 26. Here we go. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not, what we should pray for, right? As we ought, but the Spirit itself make it. Ooh, I'm going to make this thing work. Work the word, baby. It's going to work. Oh, my God, I had a laugh right there. The Spirit itself makes it intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. When we don't know what to pray for, as we enter into prayer, we should first of all repent to Almighty God. I call him my daddy because he's my daddy, because he called me his daughter and he called me his friend. So when I enter into my prayer chamber, I always say, Father, God, Daddy, I come before you. Repent. Come on. You say, we don't ever know the thought might have went to our mind. We might have said something out of our mind, but we just speak it out. So we got to repent daily so the prayer can go up before God and they will not be unheard. Come on, somebody. It's so important tonight, people of God, hearing the right sound. It's important tonight. You must hear the right sound. You must wait on your Father. Wait on God, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. to hear the right sound and wait until the Father say move. We can't put no timing on God. We can't tell God when to move. We can't tell God do this. We can come to him as anything in his name. Then he said he would do it. Make your prayer, your request up before God. But it's so important that we hear the right sound. That's what I'm in a place now. I'm moving. I'm not in a standstill. I'm moving, but I'm still waiting on the right sound. To come from my Father, come from my Daddy, come from my Lord Jesus Christ. And even when you hear the right sound, you still have to go to your leader and say, Apostle, Bishop, Pastor, who your leader is, I heard the sound for God, but I want to run this through you because I got to do everything out of obedience. So I need to come to you and say, Apostle, Bishop, Pastor, Elder, just this for the Lord. I heard the sound from God. I heard the sound. But I want to run this through you. I just want to make sure that me and you are one accord. And don't you know, God don't already touch your little heart. He wait on you to come to him and say yes. He's going to say, yep, you heard the right sound. Because God told me the same thing. But God told me not to come to you. God said, you come to me. Come on. It's time for us to mature as a dog. Come on, somebody. You can't take your kingdom mind, woman of God, a kingdom mind, a man of God. Don't tell me you're no kingdom builder and you ain't building nobody up for real. Come on. The Bible said your conversation is must be edified for the body of Christ. Come on, somebody. Tonight in my closing, are you hearing the right sound? Are you in your proper place? Proper position and the main key thing, please stay in your own lane. I'm done. It's in your hands, Pastor E. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. It's in your hands, Pastor E. God bless. Pastor E.
Hey man, I hear you, but you was going so hard. I thought I got caught off guard. But woman of God, bless you. Yes, you have spark, you have kick, you have delivered the word of God, and I know who I am, and I know my position, and I know when you preach that word, that uncompromisable, that undescribable, that unmistakable word of God, everybody got to step up.
Yeah.
Everybody gotta go to you. You know, we all have to look at this thing and say, "Am I really who God wants me to be?"
Come on now. Yes.
Have you ever questioned to say, "Am I really who God wanted me to be?"
Hmm.
I mean, have you ever asked yourself? I mean, in the creation, because God said he knew you before the foundation. Have you ever taken a journey to say, I want to know who really God said I'm supposed to be? I know I messed up.
Yeah.
I know I've been to prison. I know I did drugs. I know I got kids out of wedlock. But can you ever get back to a place and say, let me see who you intended me to be?
Jesus.
And then I can now work towards something. See, most of us are starting to try something new. You can't do nothing new except in this world. But in God, the Bible says everything God has done is finished, complete, and finished. You can't add to it.
Yes.
You can't take from it. But if God intended me to be great, who is that person? Can I go back to the beginning? And can I really say, God, show me who you intended me to be when you formed me out of dirt, when you blew the breath of life in me? Who was that person? See, that's what I'm on the journey for. I'm trying to find that person, prophetess. You fired me up with the word that you're kicking to me tonight because it makes me want to say, who did you want me to be? I was on my broadcast earlier. I was on my broadcast earlier today, and I said, you know what? My parents intended for me to be an astronaut.
Yes.
My parents wanted me to finish, be a bachelor, a doctorate. They wanted me, my parents,
yes.
I didn't live up to that. Because I wanted to be myself. I wanted to do my way. I wanted to do it my way. I wanted to do all this. I wanted to do I wanted to do what I thought was possible. And I failed.
Uh-huh. Come on. Gotta be
and,
real. Come
and
on.
All of that confidence, I had to come back. See, a lot of y'all out there listening tonight need to learn this one. You got to come back.
Jesus.
Because even though you messed up, when you go to God
come
and
on.
Say, forgive me, he will show you where you came from.
Yes, he will.
He
yes,
will
he
show
will.
You, who you who you are made to be.
Yes.
He will show you who he intended Prophetess Lisa to be, Pastor E to be, Elder Carlos to be, Minister Michael to be, Pastor Terry to be, because now we see what God sees. Somebody got to take their old glasses off and put on some new glasses and say, you know what, Lord? Dial, if anybody out there wants to get in this conversation, dial 319-527-6173 on your phone right now. 319-527-6173. Because we're going to get deep in this thing because you preach so good, prophetess, that now we got to really kind of get down to the original. How do I make a change? How do I do something different? Well, first of all, you got to know who God said you were. Go to Ephesians. He says, I knew you.
Yes.
He said, I called your name. You got to know you're important for number one. Then number two, you got to know that as a child of God, there's a purpose for you. We're just not out here subject to what's going on. We got to know who we've been inherited to be, that now we can show the world that God is alive in us. Oh, y'all see, you started something up here. Let's open up the lines. Because I was about to preach with you. But let's open up the lines. If you're out there and you want to be a part of this conversation, as I said, dial 319-527-6173. 319-527-6173. And you got to dial 1. Pastor Terry, come on, let's talk. Push that door shut.
I got a phone on me.
Pastor Terry? Evangelist Virginia?
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Come on. I know you. Wait. Hold on. Hold it, Ben. You're coming next. Pastor Terry, come on.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God, my sister. Good word. You got to know the voice of God. Amen. What a word, Pastor E. Like she said, the fire is ignited tonight. We got to take it back as it used to be every night hearing his word. So praise you, my sister. We bless you and love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Bless you. Love you more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No, Pastor Terry. No, wait a minute. I know that a fire has been lit. You better let that fire be. Say something. Now,
yes,
if you dial
indeed.
1, I'm going to say this right now because, you know, we finna go back to old days. If you dial 1, you better have some fire in you when I unmute you.
What you say? Come on. Hallelujah.
I need fire.
Glory to God.
Praise him. Fire that no one can put out. Glory to God. Pastor, I love what he says, too. We got to know what God says who we are. He knew us before the foundation of this earth. Sometimes, Prophet Lisa, we listen to so many voices. We cut on the TV, we listen to that first. We get on the phone, we listen to that first.
Come on.
Who's depositing in us first? We have to go to him and spend time with him. He said all of us need to have that secret place. Be still and know that I am God. When we're still and listening, that's when we will hear from God. That's when we hear clearly.
I know you
sometimes
did not say
we get up
still.
And we walk out our door and ain't heard from God. We get on the phone and trouble's on the phone. We got to listen to God. He said, make God first.
First
in anything and everything we do.
Yes,
so praise God for listening to him. But I'm telling you, TV is putting voices in our kids' heads. They put voices in our head. You listen too much TV, you begin to believe all that stuff that comes out of there. You don't even know
ma'am.
What spirits is in the people that's speaking to you. Like you said, if your pastor over you is not right and lining up with the word of God, why are you still there? Pastor, I know you're right. You're a mighty man of God, on fire of God. I know, because you know the word is short. But if your pastor not right, why people complain about the pastor is still with them? You know, they're at a church, they're not happy, but why are you there?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. She went to a whole other level. She went to a whole other level, Papa. And she said, if you ain't learning, why are you still there?
There. Yes. The
My
word,
God.
You know, the word, you can be in the word, but it's the word in you. We got to get that word in us. There may be times we don't even have, we might not have the tablets, we might not have the material word, but if we have it within us, we can fight off the weapons of warfare. We can fight them.
Thank you, Father.
We have to have that word. So praise God.
Let's praise him. Let's bring in Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Hallelujah.
I know she's been waiting. Evangelist, come on in. Let the fire.
Hello. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Woo! Jesus, thank you, Lord. Papa just leave.
Preach it.
Hey, baby. Hello, Papa Delifa.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, and Pastor E, you done preached too. Man of God, you have preached too. And guess what? Papa Delifa, I want to say this to you. You keep doing what God called you to do. Sitting here listening to you, you have brought that word. You have sparked the word of God. This was a word that was dropped right down from heaven. And I want to say to you tonight, God loves you. And you keep teaching and preaching God's word. Amen? Because let me tell you something.
Yes,
I'm
Lord.
To you. And what I liked about what you said, wait on the sound. You got to wait for the sound. The sound.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the sound.
Yes.
And that sound only going to come from God.
Only from God.
When you were talking about the sound, this word dropped in my spirit. Out of Jeremiah, he said, thank you, Father. Call unto them. Call unto me. And I will hear with you and show you great and mighty things that you know is not. We got to wait on the sound.
Got to wait on the sound. Yes,
we
ma'am.
Got to wait on
right,
the sound.
Yeah.
Because you have preached such an awesome word tonight, my sister. This was first Christ dropped right down from heaven. And I want to tell you tonight, God bless you. Mighty word of God. An awesome word of God. An amazing
awesome word
of God.
God.
Good God Almighty. You done preached every night. You got me fired up and on fire.
Look, she's trying to preach, prophetess. Look, she's trying to get her own sermon in.
Yes.
You know, when the fire is lit, people show up. And thank you, prophetess. Thank you, evangelist. But guess what? One of my homies was just stopping by and listening to the show, and he said, man, put me in. Can I share? And guess what?
You better get in. You better get in.
No. Elder Carlos Eppinger from built, I mean, Bishop Blake's extravagant church. I'm going to let him give his own introduction. We got somebody special tonight. Come on, elder, prophet, pastor, evangelist, bishop, my friend, and
all
my brother. Five-fold ministry. Step in, Carlos.
Do I have to hit one? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I want to say this to all my sisters. Ex-gang member, ex-drug dealer, been in prison, ex-drug user, did 19 years in and out of every prison, camp, juvenile hall, while my mother was traveling around the world preaching the gospel. Her daddy sung with the original Platters. I'm the oldest grandchild, a part of one of the notorious gangs out of the Nickerson Garden Housing Projects. God saved my life. All my life was written in the script. My drug addiction written in the script. My prison written in the script. Everything that happened to me was written in the script by God. But the foundation that he knew me, he knew I was going to the games. He knew I was going to be a whoremonger. He knew that I was going to listen and hear his voice after all that was over, and by God's grace of the prayers of the saints that went into the stands that prayed for all the lost children that went afar off. And my mother stood on the promise of God that said, when you get saved, I'll save your kids, kids, kids. And I'm standing on that grace and prayers right now, preaching the gospel,
yes,
working
Lord.
On Skid Row, while all the killers and the murderers, your kids, your grandkids, your daughters, I'm dealing with them right now. So we have to have a forgiving spirit of what happened to us in our past. It's not our fault. It was written in the script. If we allow today, successful today, God saw fit that you and I could handle the pressure. Somebody shout pressure. And we had that pressure all our life. We went through. Can't nobody go through what you went through. They would have gave up on life, but you kept pressing towards the mark of the high calling. You knew you was different. The prayers that were prevailed against the gates of hell upon your life from when you was a child, the devil was chasing after your life.
Somebody better run for Jesus.
Oh, my God. I bless you, man of God. It's hard. I want to say this. It's hard to get up and study your word. It's hard to get up to show up to church every Sunday. For a pastor to do that, kudos to him. Because many of us can't even come to church every Sunday for 6 months straight. There's a fight just to get up out of bed on Sunday to go hear a word. But we'll hear everything else. But I want to tell you something. When the Holy Ghost is in you, I'm
what?
In tune with all the evil spirits because they had me when I was young. So I can walk amongst them. I know their voice. I know their voice when they're in the vicinity of me. No matter how you dress it up, I can hear that voice. Just like the demons know you. They know your name.
That sound.
They know your name.
That sound.
When you come around, people get to hissing like snakes. They know your name. And God know what streets you live on. He said, go to Ananias. He live on Straight Street. Huh? God know what streets you live on.
Straight Street.
And when you go there, you go find him praying. He know what you're doing in your private life. You can fool a pastor, you can fool a bishop, but God know what you're doing in your private life. And he's watching you. Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. He's looking at the good and the evil that men and women do. The so-called preacher, the so-called evangelist, the so-called prophet. We got to cast down every evil imagination
that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. I can watch any movie, but I don't watch them like other people do. I watch them to see that the adversary, his tricks, what he got coming next.
Oh, bless you, God. Bless you, God. Go ahead, Pastor E.
I didn't say give up. I said wind it. See. When you invite the elder in the house, we'd have been here till 11 o'clock, y'all. Hey, baby.
It's exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think or ask.
We got to overflow. Hey, that's the one thing about the word of God. Let me just say this. Now, I know many say, why did you shut it down? Well, because for one thing, we do here on the Now Network, we are decently in order with time, and we didn't plan this. But the brother got a word. The brother got, he didn't come over here to the Now Network and start his own show. I give him an hour every week. So y'all reach out to Elder Carlos Eppinger. Go on Facebook, go on Instagram, go to the mission. Go call him out and tell him, come to the network and start a broadcast. And the boy got that word. But for the decency of our own, the way we do things, we want to bless the man of God for coming forth and just saying, I'm ready to go. Come on, put your hands together for Elder.
God will be the one in the way. You know what I'm saying? It's me that stepped in the gown, kicked it to me.
Hey, we can still hear you, bro. Amen. Prophet Lisa, I want to bring you back in. Now, do you see what's going on over here at the Now Network studio? In the other room, the word is still going forward. I'm about to let y'all go so I can go get in this anointing. But bless you, woman of God. Look how you sparked it. Look how you kicked it off. And look how you said that we should be more accountable and more ready for the word of God. Come on, pray us out of here.
Amen.
I apologize. There is one caller that I did not acknowledge. Area code 202, last four, 1508. You are live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come. And I bless the Lord for the word that I heard this evening by Pastor Lisa, woman of God. You are in a realm. You are in a zone. You are in a move. M-O-O-D, for a move of God in the name of Jesus. I can hear that you have lived this thing out. You have witnessed this in your Holy Ghost, amen, in the deepest part of the core of your spirit, man. And now it is rising up and coming forth. I see the glory of God being released from your mouth. You are his oracle, woman of God, and you are intentional about your assignment,
yes, Lord,
and the mantle that he has placed on your life in the name of Jesus. I thank the Lord for the word that has been released in my hearing. It truly blessed me. And just reemphasize, I know that time is limited. I'm going to be short. Much more I would like to say, woman of God, but I will speak with you privately. You know I love you. And certainly you are not one of those that is a jaw-jacker. Oh, my God, today. Just talking for the sake of talking. You're not going to give us empty rituals in the name of Jesus, but you are bringing forth the glory of God as you release his word to his people.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for your obedience in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I love you,
in
and
Jesus
I bless
name.
The Lord for you.
Okay, but before you stop, just the same platform that was offered to somebody I call friend, the same platform is offered to somebody that I just met. So don't limit what the Lord has put in your heart. I know, see, the thing about the Now Network is that when the word is delivered, it's supposed to explode. It's not supposed to be studied. it's supposed to just branch out that we all are a part of it. So don't be limited. You thought that was my best friend. I gave him that. You're my best friend. I give you the same thing. So if there's something in your heart that has been ignited by the word that was given by prophetess, please share. If not, we're good. We look for you to come back again, but please release what the Lord has in your heart.
I was just ignited by the word of the woman of God released in my hearing. I'm very intentional about who I allow myself to listen to, where I'm at.
Yes, I am.
Because
too.
This year in particular, particularly leaders, glory to God, we guard our spirit. We guard the precious and sacred thing that the Lord has given us, the anointing. Amen. It is not ours, but it is a gift that has been given to us, the steward. Amen. And so we never want the oil to be tainted. We never want the oil to be mixed with that which is not holy. So as I was listening to the woman of God, because I always listen for the spirit behind the word, the spirit that is speaking behind the word that's being released. And I saw the glory of God. I saw the Holy Spirit rising up in her belly in the name of Jesus. And woman of God, surely, 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 hallelujah, I concur. I agree with you. Amen. I can just see that you and I and others that have been listening, we are not going to allow the shame of our background, of our past, oh my God, today, of wrong choices in relationships in the name of Jesus, of the naysayers and the no-sayers, the negative speech.
Let it go.
Amen. To circumvent you or me or anyone else that is under the sound of our voice from walking and moving in the fullness of the
Godhead
in this hour in the name of Jesus. So I am just so blessed. You just made something rise up in me. You sparked me, glory to God. And I love you. And there's so much more I'd like to say, but I'm going to rest my yacht right there and just know that you are in your place. Hallelujah. You are, oh my God, you are in your place where he is pushing you to the forefront in the name of Jesus. You can no longer be hidden, woman of God, in Jesus' name. God bless you. And I love you.
Total agreement.
And I thank God for you.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. It's something in my spirit. I need to connect with you. I'm going to get with Prophetess Lisa on that. But God bless you. Come on. I know there's a couple of more out there because Prophetess Lisa tell you to get me to get Pastor E to start preaching. Something had to be lit. And I was ready to take off from this subject. But it's really more important that we all come together and that we all know that we need each other. And in these last days, in these trying times, in the miraculous prophetic move that's happening that we're acknowledging, I'm seeing things my daddy used to tell me about. I'm seeing things that my mother used to pray over me about. I'm experiencing things that the world said was going to come. So the most important thing out of everything that we're doing here is that we need each other. I can't do it without you. And you better believe it, you can't do it without me. We need the collective unity of agreement that Jesus will be shared throughout this world. And he ain't slack his promises. Let us stop being slack too. Prophetess Lisa, go ahead and pray us out of here. We have been blessed. We have went as far as we can go. And there's no time limit, but I believe God has said it's sealed. And we're ready.
Amen. I'll tell you, you know, I don't know what, I ain't got nothing to say for real. I'm just full. I'm on the edge of my seat right now, and I tell you, man, I don't even have nothing else to say. I promise you.
I'm full.
I'm going to go ahead and pray because you asked me.
Everybody on the broadcast to say, I'm full.
That's
hey,
all I can say is I'm telling y'all it's very important. I'm gonna pray. It's very important that we hear the right sound. I'm telling you all, you cannot align. You cannot continue to listen to everybody. You got to be careful who you listen to on Facebook. I don't follow a whole lot of people. I don't be on Facebook. I don't really watch TV that much. That's not watching sports. I'm very careful what I allow to go into my spirit in this season. I'm in a new season, a new place now, and I promise you all, I'm not going to lie myself to cause me to miss my season
God.
Of what God is doing. What great and mighty things. There's promotion. Oh, my God, there's promotion that God is giving to his people. But you got to be into the right place and the right position. You must be into your right lane. Hallelujah. You must be connected to the right leader. Woo! Come on, somebody. You can't be falling. You cannot be falling to follow no broke and bust and disgusted leader. He don't have nothing. Come on, ain't no fruit there. So why are you falling? What's the Terry saying? Why are you still there? Come on, you better come up out of line about coming to Egypt. God don't bother God. So why you want to stay somewhere? You're not growing. You're stagnated. You're stuck. I don't know about you. I'm moving forward in the kingdom of God. That's why I have what I have because I spend some time with God. I'm not a busybody. I stay home. Come on, somebody. Go to work. Come home. You know why? Because I just want to get into the person of God. I got to hear the Lord is speaking to me so I can release to the people of God tonight. People of God, hear the right sound. Know the right sound. Know the sound of God is releasing. Let's pray. Father God, in somebody's name of Jesus, we come before your presence. Father God, we thank you for the word.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation.